to the United States next, and on Tuesday in Philadelphia, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will debate for the first and possibly the last time live on television. The meeting comes just 10 weeks after President Joe Biden's disastrous performance in the last television debate forced him out of the race for the White House. Well, to look ahead to what we might expect on Tuesday is Niall Stanage, a White House columnist with The Hill in Washington, D.C. Niall, thank you for joining us again and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. We've
seen how consequential debates like this can be after the last one. It could be especially important for Kamala Harris because she hasn't done one of these before. What do we know about her preparation so far?
Well, we know she and her team are hunkered down in Pittsburgh, of all places. Obviously, Pittsburgh's in a key swing state of Pennsylvania, and she's getting some rather kind media coverage every time she steps out of her hotel or wherever she's staying there. She has someone playing Donald Trump in her debate preparations, a man by the name of Philippe Rhines, a former aide to Hillary Clinton. And obviously, she's put in a lot of intense effort into this event because it is such a high-stakes clash.
And Donald Trump, then, he says he doesn't study for these debates. What has he been up to the last few days?
Well, he's been on his normal campaign schedule, but he says that he's really, or his team says that he's basically sort of talking with his aides about ideas, about certain lines he might use. He's not doing the kind of formalized debate preparation, apparently, that we believe Harris is doing.
What will his strategy be? I'm sure, as you mentioned, Kamala Harris has been getting a lot of favourable publicity and has done since she became the party's nominee. He'll be trying to blunt some of that momentum. What will his strategy be?
You know, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He's not going to become a different person on Tuesday night. But I do think there's some concern among his team and among Republicans writ large about any Trump moment that could be seen as boorish or chauvinistic. That's a real problem. So he may be persuaded to restrain himself a little bit from very aggressive attacks on Harris. I say maybe because we know both in his campaign rallies and on social media, he has attacked her in very personalized terms at times. Everything from suggesting falsely that she has only adopted a black identity quite recently, to on social media retweeting at least one fairly crude sexual innuendo about it.
I know that the Harris campaign were hoping that the microphones would be kept live during this debate and wouldn't be cut when the candidate wasn't speaking, because they thought perhaps it might capture some of Donald Trump's more damaging, possibly off the cuff comments. What will the Harris team be trying to achieve on Tuesday night?
So, for a start, they lost that argument. They lost that debate about the debate in the sense that microphones now will be muted for the most part of the candidate who isn't speaking. For the Harris campaign, I think they want to obviously put Trump under pressure if they can. But really, to my mind, the big central goal for Harris will be avoiding any major gaffe. Remember, this race has been transformed since she became the Democratic nominee. It's basically 50-50, but if you had to name a favourite, you would say she's the very slight favourite. So therefore, keeping that momentum going would be key for them.
Will the issues be important in this debate, Niall, or will it be all about performance? I mean, you look at issues like abortion, the cost of living, things like energy security or fracking. They've all come up during the campaign. But you know, as a television spectacle, will it be more about how you handle these rather than, you know, what you actually say?
So that has really always been the case in the televised era. I mean, the first televised presidential debate was Richard Nixon against John F. Kennedy. And famously, most people who listened on the radio thought Nixon had won, and most people who watched on television thought JFK had won. So in that sense, TV debates are always about the impression that is generally created. Now, if somebody made a blunder on policy or said something that was obviously nonsensical, that would be a problem. Obviously, there are two separate things as well that we want to mention briefly. One is Trump is often pretty bad when it comes to specifics, as he showed with a response on childcare at an event this week. The second thing is Harris does have questions around her authenticity. having shifted position on a number of topics, including fracking, which you mentioned.
And what would be the best outcome for each side on Tuesday?
The best outcome in a debate is always if your opponent makes some absolute howler of an error. That tends to be why debates are remembered. It's very rare for somebody to be so blindingly amazing at a debate that they run away with it. They are normally remembered, obviously, in Biden's case, but also in other cases too, for gaffes that one or other candidate makes.
So don't mess up. Don't mess up. That's the takeaway for them. Well, we look forward to it. And thank you for your analysis, Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill. We're back with more after this break.